Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Tonight is Yutes Kislev. At least that's when I'm recording the story. I'm not sure when you're going to hear it. I hope you'll hear it at least by tomorrow, which is still Yutes Kislev. The 19th of Kislev marks the day of liberation, of freedom, of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe from prison. Of course, he was not in prison for speeding or for stealing or for any other crime, chas v'shalom. He was wrongfully imprisoned by the Tsarist government, that is the government of the Tsar, the King of Russia, in 1796, I think it was. And basically it was because he was spreading the teachings of the Chassidus, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, teachings of the inner spiritual essence of the Torah. That's why he was imprisoned. Now, when he was in prison, there was somebody assigned to taking care of him, to making sure that he had what he needed and so forth. And this person was the education minister. So one day, the education minister, who after a while realized that the Alter Rebbe was a very holy person and shouldn't really be in prison at all, and was really somebody who was very, very powerfully connected with Hashem. Of course, we're all connected with Hashem, very, very powerfully, but it's just not revealed by all of us. And that is, of course, the point of the teachings of the Chassidus, to help us strengthen that connection in a revealed way and to help us to bring that connection into a way of being available to everybody, actually, to all Jewish people, and the truth is also non-Jewish people, as a matter of fact. In any case, this minister of education was not Jewish, but he did recognize that the Alter Rebbe was a very holy person. So one day, he said to the Rebbe, "Can I ask you a question?" And the Alter Rebbe said, "Well, sure." And the education minister said, "Well, it's a question about the Torah." So the Alter Rebbe said, "Well, do you believe that the Torah is something which is relevant? That means it is important and it matters to every person in every place and in every time? That the Torah teaches us lessons that are important for every person, every place, and every time. Do you believe that?" And the education minister said, "Yes." "Okay, fine," said Alter Rebbe. "Then I'm happy to hear the question." So the education minister said, "Rebbe, I don't understand one of the verses in the Torah, which is that after Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, they realized that they did wrong and they were hiding in the garden. And Hashem was, so to speak, walking through the garden. They heard Hashem. Sounded like he was walking through the garden. Of course, Hashem doesn't have feet. Not that he's missing feet, but he's not limited to having feet. But Hashem made it sound like he was walking through the garden. And so they hid. And Hashem called out. He said, 'Ayaka, where are you?' Said to Adam, 'Where are you?' Now, the education minister said, 'This is what I don't understand. How could Hashem say, where are you? Hashem doesn't know where he is.' So the Alter Rebbe answered, Rashi's answer, which you may know. If you have learned this pasuk in Chumash, in Bereishis, you may have learned the Rashi, or at least your teacher may have told you what the Rashi says, even if you may not have learned it in the actual words of Rashi from the text. Or maybe you did. Or maybe you've learned it many times, so you know that Rashi says that he said, 'Where are you?' because he did not want to accuse Adam of having sinned. Because quite often when a person is accused of doing something wrong, the first thing they do is deny it. Hashem didn't want him to deny it, to say, 'No, no, I didn't do it.' He wanted to gently approach Adam so that hopefully Adam would himself realize that he did something wrong and he would do tshuva. He would regret it and he would apologize, and he would ask forgiveness, and he would make a hachlat, a firm resolution to never do such a thing again. And that's why, according to Rashi, Hashem said, 'Ayaka, where are you?' Not to accuse Adam right away, but rather to gently approach him so that he himself should do tshuva. Education minister said, 'I actually know what Rashi says. I learned not only the pasuk, but also learned the Rashi. But I would like to know, Rebbe, what is your explanation of why Hashem said, 'Ayaka, where are you?' The Alter Rebbe then said, the pasuk says, the verse says, Hashem did not say this word Ayeka to Adam. He said it, says the pasuk, to Ha'adam, the man, which of course that does include Adam. He was the only man that was there. But it also means that Hashem speaks this question to the person, meaning every person, every human being. That at all times and in all places, Hashem is really asking each person, Ayeka, where are you? Not where are you on the map? Are you in New York? Or are you in L.A.? Or are you in Yerushalayim? That's not what it means. It means, where are you in your life? Meaning, the Alter Rebbe explained, every person is given a certain number of years to live in this world, and he is expected to accomplish certain things. So after such and such number of years, and here the Alter Rebbe actually said a number, and it was the exact number of years of this education minister, let's make believe it was 51. After 51 years, Hashem was asking you, where are you, meaning where are you up to? You've accomplished certain things. You have certain things you have not accomplished. Like, make sure you know where you're up to, what you have accomplished so far, what you have yet to accomplish in your life, what you should be working on. That's what Ayeka means, that Hashem is really asking each and every person at all times to stop, and then, of course, you can't spend your whole time thinking about this, but on a regular basis, to stop maybe once a day and ask yourself, what kind of day was it today? What did I accomplish? Here I'm in my life, I went through another day. How am I doing? How much have I accomplished of what Hashem put me here for? How much yet do I need to accomplish for what Hashem put me here? Well, when the education minister heard this, he was very impressed. In fact, he said, bravo, which means like, yay, that's so amazing is what he meant. That's such an amazing insight, such an amazing, deep meaning of the verse. And of course, from then on, he was even much more helpful than he had tried to be until then. But for us, this is a very, very important lesson, and this is a sample of what the teachings of Hasidus are all about. When we learn Torah, we're not just learning things, facts. Like when you learn math, yeah, I have to learn facts. 2 and 2 is 4. 3 and 3 is 6. 9 divided by 3 is 3. 10 times 6 is 60. The square root of 9 is 3. And so forth and so on. You have to learn a lot of facts. In Torah, of course, it's holy words. And therefore, the more we learn of it, the better, and the more we learn by heart, it's better, and the more we know of Torah, it's better. But there's something additional that we need to learn in the Torah, and that is the lesson which Hashem is trying to teach us. The word Torah really means, among the meanings of Torah, is from the word hara, which means a lesson. And when we learn Torah, besides learning the facts, so to speak, of the Mishnah, or the Gemara, or the Pasuk, it's also important to be looking for It's always important to be looking, at least from time to time, at what is the lesson from this that I can learn. Of course, we have to learn the Mishnah, and it might be about all kinds of Torah facts. But we also have to think about, at least sometimes, what is the lesson from this Mishnah, or this Halacha, or this Gemara, or this Pasuk, which can make me a better Jew, can inspire me to do more Torah mitzvahs, to work harder at bringing Mashiach and the Geula, to be kinder, to have more Avos Yisrael, to have more Yiras Shamayim, to listen more to what Hashem wants from me, and to do what Hashem wants. This is all a huge part of the Torah as well. And this is what the Alter Rebbe's mission was, this is what the Baal Shem Tov's mission was, to teach these inner teachings of the Torah. And this is how Mashiach will come so much faster. And so, therefore, I hope that all of you will be blessed with a good year in learning Chassidus and in the ways of Chassidus, the inner teachings of the Torah, and in this way to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible by being a better Jew, learning more Torah, davening better, having more Avos Yisrael, and this way certainly Mashiach will come so much quicker. Thank you for joining us.
for the story of the day.